Brian.
Hi, Miao. Good to see you again.
你还好吗？
I'm very good. What are we talking about today?
刚刚交稿就觉得很轻松。接哲学十分钟。
Right.
Clearing the air. 今天我们是不是继续讲那个上次没有讲完？
Oh, I think we promised to talk about fantasia.
Fantasia.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantasia 这个字中文有点不好翻。
Yeah, it's not easy in English either. In English, we have the word fantasy, which comes from fantasia, right?
中文有时候就说是幻觉、幻想。
幻觉, yeah, but both of those are not accurate.
Not accurate. Okay.
Yeah, fantasia for Marcus means an image that we have when we see things in the world, an image in our mind, right? So it's not that your eyes capture something and that's just reality.Right. Instead, what happens is your eyes capture something, it goes to the mind, and then your mind adds something to it, namely desire.
So we see the thing, there's a part of it that's not the thing itself, it's our own imagination or desire added to
it. Exactly. So this is a problem for Marcus, because he thinks that what happens is he wants to make sure that we're in control of our lives.
Right? 等一下, why do we want to talk Marcus?
Why do we want to talk about Marcus? Well, that's a good question. we're originally talking about the pandemic.
对啊,
right? And how to think about the pandemic.
对。
And I think Marcus's philosophy is a useful way to think about the pandemic because it helps us to see clearly, which influences our feelings, right, about how we feel about things. Now, is Marcus correct? Is he 100% right about what he's saying? Not necessarily. But I think that a lot of people can relate and maybe even agree with what he's saying to some important extent. In other words, we can get some insights from Marcus's philosophy, even if we don't entirely agree with it.
对，虽然奥里略大帝他代表这个斯多亚哲学也可能还是有一些我们今天不同意的地方，但是今天还是继续谈它，表示是在西方 你看到的美国社会还是有很多人相信或是习惯中有这样的斯多格哲学吗？
Yeah, I think a lot of what Marcus says is sort of implicitly understoodby many people in the West, even by Christians.
主要是基督教的影响是吗？
Not only, but partly, yeah, I think. I mean, we all have in the West, we all have the sense, a very strong sense that we can be free, and we can be in control of our lives. And this is what Marcus believed
in. 这在西方，在这样的大部分人会觉得我们是自由的，我们可以控制很几乎所有的事情。
Well, we can control all of our thoughts and our feelings and our actions.
这算是传自斯多葛哲学的。
Right, right. So Marcus, let's be clear that Marcus didn't create Stoicism. He's just somebody who happened to write a book about it after other people had already talked about it for many, many years. So I like to talk about Marcus just because it's convenient. He has a nice, easy to read book. And so, but there are other people like Epictetus and other Stoics.
因为斯多亚哲学有分晚早期、中期、晚期不同的，但是奥里略他就是 Marcus， 他就是写了一个书，那可以比较好来谈他、讨论他，比较好懂。但他并不代表所有的斯多亚的哲学。
I suppose not, right? But his basic ideas are pretty consistent with the other
Okay,
stuff.
Okay, 好、
yeah.
基本上还是很有代表性的。
Right.
那所以如果我们可以了解 Marcus 怎么谈幻想或幻觉
Fantasia、right.
我们可以知道什么观念影响现在比如说美国人。
Yeah, well, I think it can help us to see in the pandemic, right, when we feel maybe fearful, apprehensive, frustrated, how should we feel about those feelings?
这是个好问题，我们的感觉是不是真实的？
Right, exactly. Are there options? And Marcus thinks that we actually have options when it comes to our feelings and our thoughts about the world. Right? So Fantasia is about that. He thinks there's a certain psychology that humans have, and we don't realize it. But once we realize it, then we can become more in control.
Oh, 我知道 Brian, 你有研究心理学。
Right.
认知科学对不对
right,、yeah.
所以你觉得 Marcus 在那么早的时候他讲的 Fantasia、
right.
就是其实有一个心理学的部分
Exactly、right. oh. In fact there's a version of psychotherapy today、
mm-hmm.
called in English Cognitive Behavioral Therapy
认知行为治疗
Right And it's based on Stoic philosophy
哦、oh, 这样子、
yeah.
那我记得你有讲过一些有趣的例子上次我们是说香肠、
mm-hmm.
看到那个香肠它那个外表底下其实是可能不知道什么来历的东西组成、
right.
那个肉有时候不一定是真的是健康的肉、
right.
那我们就可以知道说我们对香肠那个欲望其实有一部分是不真实的
Right.
那如果我们看清楚香肠的本质或是看清楚我们吃的那个肉的、
yeah.
它的那个组成的情况、
right.
清楚的看到它你说是 seeing clearly,
clearly. Right. Right.
这是一个好的方法可以去分辨真实跟我们的幻觉
Exactly, right. So I don't know if maybe sausage is the best example for people in Taiwan because
I think
you also see it as healthy and attractive and natural. So maybe an easy example is just meat in general.、
Mm-hmm.
Marcus says you can, what looks on a plate like a beautiful piece of meat, you can、mm-hmm. think of as a dead animal.、
Mm-hmm.
And now when you think of a dead animal, I don't think you think that's delicious, right?
No.
Right. right. So this is one way that Marcus helps us see things clearly, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you see a steak and you smell it, you're attracted to it. And that attraction, to some extent, controls your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in control anymore. Now it's your desires that are in control.Right,
mm-hmm.
But if you see it as a dead animal, then suddenly the desire part goes away, and now you're more in control. You can decide more clearly whether or not to eat that.、
Mm-hmm.
Right?
对，就是看清楚去分辨这个东西它的真跟假的成分，不代表我们一定要做哪一种选择。
Right.
接下来我们可以选择要吃或不吃，吃多少。
Right.
为什么吃它、
right.
那做了这样清楚的认知的选择然后心里很笃定怎么做怎么吃用意它有一定的目的吗是为了要让我们人变得更 natural 更自然
That's exactly right Yeah, so remember he believes that everything in the universe、
mm-hmm.
is natural、
mm-hmm.
and is reasonable
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what we need to do is realize that in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, he has this idea of a ladder of being or a hierarchy of being.
存在的或存有者的存在物的阶梯
Right. So some creatures、
mm-hmm.
are higher and some are lower.、
Okay.
Meaning some have more value and some have less value.
Mm-hmm.
So animals, like dogs and cows and mice, are lower
than
humans. Humans are higher, right? But humans and animals have something in common.、
Mm-hmm.
We all have desires.
对、oh, 这个存有的阶梯它的区分是照灵魂的程度是不是?
It is according to souls, according to him. But...It's what the souls are able to do that's important. So animals and humans essentially have the same kind of soul, except that we have an ability they don't have, which is that we can be reasonable, rational.
我们可以推理，我们是有理性思考的能力，理性的能力。
Right.
这听起来很亚里士多德。
It is, yes. Right. And animals...Animals have desires, and humans have desires, right?、
Mm.
So we have that in common. the difference is that we can overcome our desires, but animals can't, right? Animals are slaves to their desires.
这是 Marcus 斯多亚他代表的一种以灵魂的层次理性能力去区分存在的阶梯。那但是我们今天不一定同意这样的分法，对不对？
Right.
但是同不同意跟为什么不同意是以后的我们可以讨论的。
Right.
但是要了解现在可能西方受到斯多亚的影响，在譬如说面对这种 COVID-19 这种危机的时候，去知道这个观念还是影响很大，是重要的。
I think so, just because we don't have to believe that there's a hierarchy of being. We don't have to believe that humans are inherently higher than animals. But we do have the ability to see things clearly. We do have the ability to change the way we feel based on how we think about something.
And, 我记得我有问过一个问题，就是说我们看东西相长，好，或是看一个事物的意义是不是有我们的欲望的充分在里面。我们刚刚提了很多的例子，可是跟我们在情感上面，比如说爱呀、恨啊，或者是喜欢不喜欢，对人啊、对事物的感觉里面也是有 fantasia。
Yeah, so when we talk about Marcus's idea of phusis and logos, the idea is that everything being natural has a place in the big picture, the big scheme of things. And if you can find that place and follow that path, then you'll naturally be happy. Right? So a lot of people, have, according to Marcus, have the mistaken idea that if we follow our pleasures, then we'll be happy. Right, so if I could get the nice steak, or if I can get the 珍珠奶茶, right, or if I can have sex, right, then I'll be happy. But Marcus thinks that eventually those actually can lead to something other than happiness. They can lead to frustration, they can lead to anger or disgust, or they can lead to all kinds of things other than happiness. But if we can lead a simple life following our nature, then we'll find true happiness.
那如果我们有些感觉欲望不舒服是因为人来的呢，比如说听到别人讲我们自己的坏话就会觉得哎，可能不开心，觉得哎，自己有做错什么吗？
Right,
是因为我们太在乎别人的眼光，别人的想法。
Right. Yeah.
这些我们都应该要不在乎。
Well, I think that's a good example and it's related to the pandemic, right? So the pandemicmight cause us to feel anxiety or fear or frustration. And the same kind of thing, if somebody's talking about us behind our back,
you might... 有人说 Brian, 你今天穿这个真的太丑了。
Yeah,
你写那个文章写得太烂了。 那我们可以都不在意吗？
Right.
Seeing clearly 吗？
Well, Marcus's idea is we have to be really clear about what we can control and what we can't control, and to focus on what we can control. Right. So we can't control the pandemic.
我们没有办法控制那个疫情。
We can't control what other people say about us. Right. We can't control our reputations. Right. Our reputation is something that's, even though it seems to be part of us, it's really not. It's something that's out there.
我们无法控制的，我们就不要去让我们的欲望、我们的心情受到，这其实都是我们的 fantasy 啊。
Yeah, it's a matter of seeing clearly also, right? So we think we can control our reputations, but can we really? We have this vague impression, right?
可是我们如果照别人的想法改变自己做事的方式，或者是去迁就别人的意见，也许我们就会得到比较好的名声，或是比较好的回报。
Maybe, but maybe not. That's the thing.Right, we don't have ultimate control. So what we can do is we can act in the world so that our life is improving and a little bit better, but we have to realize that we're not actually
in control. 我们没有 ultimate, 最后的控制。我们只要了解这个，就算把事情 seeing clearly.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. So with the pandemic, where there's so much, I've talked to people recently, especially in America, and there's so much uncertainty that people feel very frustrated because they don't know what to do. They don't know, should I go out or should I not go out? Should I go back to work or should I not go back to work? Should I resume my normal life or should I not resume my normal life? What's going to happen to the economy? What's going to happen with the pandemic? What's going to happen with my job? What's going to happen with schools?
对，很多人会非常的焦虑，失去工作或是工作不稳定。
Right.
像美国现在就是可能又因为非洲裔的，
right.
对，市民被意外的被警察，
right.
对，就这样的意外也是造成很多社会的抗议啊。
Right.
对，
right.
然后你说超市被抢。
Yeah, yeah. So according to Marcus, what we need to do is just, it's in our nature to be able to see things clearly and to be rational, right? So if we can get rid of what we're adding to it from our fears and from our desires, then we can really do what comes naturally. We can act in ways that actually improve our lives and improve other people's lives. That's a really important thing for Marcus. He feels like we're all connected.
哎，这让我想到我们上次讲 Memento Mori， 如果我们把生活、死亡、终将会一死这件事情看得很清楚，然后哎，我们也知道我们适合做什么，可以做什么，
right.
正在做什么。
Right. So right now, maybe the best I can do is I can comfort my mother. Right. Or maybe the best I can do is I can read this.Important book that I've been meaning to read but have never had time to read. Right now I've got free time on my hands, so maybe I'll read this book that I've been meaning to read. This I can control, right? Instead of worrying about the riots in Los Angeles.
感觉好像也是有一部分回到自己内在里面。
Right.
Inwards thinking.
Yeah, well, finding out not just inward, but how we connect to the people around us, how we connect to the things that are most important to us.Yeah.
好，今天时间差不多。
Already, yeah.、Okay.
应该是差不多。
Right.
哇，17分。
That was a long time. Yeah, so we can continue to talk about this. But I think what Marcus's idea fundamentally can help us live calmer, happier lives, even if you don't agree with the metaphysics part of it.
对，哎，我们为什么想要来用 Spotify podcast?来，对，这样以后收听会比较方便，这个广播。
I think so, yeah.
我们可以试看看，希望会成功。
Yeah.
好，那下次见咯。
Okay, see you next time.
Bye. Bye.